Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It is time for another week of the N4G Radio, the first episode of October. The official fall rush has begun. As I know most of the people in this room, virtual room, are well aware of.
Yes.
But with us this week, we have the Mr. Gambus Khan.
Greetings, programs.
Excellent. Ratings just spiked. Also with us, we have the Frustrated Furies with us.
Hey, there you go.
Or should I call you El Frustrated Furio?
That'll work. That's
with that picture going on.
That's right. I am the luchador.
I was going to say. Also with us, we have John W.
You, hello.
What's up, drinking buddy?
Yeah, still hanging.
We got hungover, John W.
Yeah, don't expect too much from me today.
Shut up, John.
Okay.
And finally, we have Mr. Futon.
Hello.
All right. Oh, so yeah, good times. I hope everybody's got stuff to talk about, because apparently I can't talk about shit that I've been playing. So,
can I talk about shit you've been playing?
If you've played it, I guess you could.
Well, wait a minute. If I have played it, then I couldn't talk about it.
Well, see, technically you can't talk about it if you have. I don't know how that works. It's kind of like the Dark Souls debacle. It's like, am I really embargoed, considering I'm not the one reviewing it? And I'm not playing the copy we got for free? How does that work?
I'll tell you what, why don't you spoil the ending for everybody? Or just the first act, whichever you prefer.
I'm just going to say this right now. I will never spoil the ending for Dark Souls, because I'll never see it. So, but anyway, I guess I'll start off with Mr. Khan, since he wasn't here last week.
All right. I've been playing a little bit of games here and there. It's been real busy, obviously, because of the move. And yeah. I'm not talking about the PlayStation move either.
None of us know about your move, because you haven't told anybody.
Moving to a different house.
So you got a house then?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Congratulations on
your
day.
Cool.
Shut up, John.
Oh, fuck off. If that's all I'm going to get.
You going back to bed?
Yeah.
He's going to put his head in his bucket.
Or his tissue box. One of the two.
Hey-o.
Oh.
Snapperoonie.
Poopy.
Well, I'll put it to you this way. About 75% of the gaming I did involves the word persona.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, I picked up Persona 2 and played a little bit of that, and then was like, well, I never beat the first one, so I started playing more of the first one again. It's a little bit difficult going from the slightly advanced 1998 graphics and then going back to 1996 graphics. It's a little bit of a jar, and of course the overhead map of in Persona 3, a lot of the game takes place in a kind of like crap, I can't remember the name. The name of the term is video game viewpoint from the Neo Geo.
Isometric.
Yes, isometric view. To where Persona 2 has isometric view, and the original Persona has first person view as you're traversing each area. So it's a little bit jarring. Both games are excellent. I would say if you're a new fan of Persona, I would say either get the second one or the third one, because, well, the first one's good too, but it just seems, you know, the first person perspective, it's very, very old school. It's kind of like, you know, the old dungeon crawlers, like back in the day, like Zork.
Zork.
Yeah. Shadowgate.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
I was playing with the soundboard that somebody just sent us.
I think that was...
You're fucking mother!
What the hell?
I just like to watch you guys.
Whoa!
God, okay. That's the room, dude. That's the room. I know that.
Hi, doggy.
I don't... What the fuck is going on right
is that,
now?
Underwears.
Click the tear me apart.
Big Bang Theory?
No.
Oh. I thought that was Raj for a moment. But anyway, the Persona games are really cool, fun. Basically, the games take place in high school. It involves the end of the world scenario with demons, and then you talk to demons and recruit demons and fight demons with demons, and everybody just has a demon good time. I did a little bit of research on Persona 2, and you actually fight Adolf Hitler.
What the hell is wrong with you? What the fuck is going on? I'm not okay with this.
What? What?
Everything is going to be okay.
No, it's not.
Sorry.
Well, it's almost like the world of Persona is invading the podcast. But,
that's exactly what it's not like.
God, forgive me.
Fucking Tommy Wiseau, turn that off. My God. I hate that man so bad.
That's pretty funny, though.
But the other couple games that I played, PlayStation 3, I played White Knight Chronicles, the remake that comes with White Knight Chronicles 2, and Poop on the Haters. It's a good game.
If you try to poop on me, I will punch you in the tip.
Well, you're not a hater, are you?
I didn't care much for it.
But you're at least you're not filled with hatred.
No.
No, never.
Not today.
Okay. But yeah, I played a little bit of that.
The game sucks.
I know it doesn't.
It's a terrible game.
If you like Final Fantasy XII, it's...
And who does? That's crap.
Man.
Yeah, and a traitor. Don't forget, it's a traitor.
No, actually, Final Fantasy is the traitor, but that's beside the point.
It is? Are we sure?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Is this let's fondle with Gambus Khan's fondling day or something?
Oh my God, what?
No idea what's going on.
You said you want to be fondled.
Last time.
Well, if you were on the show more often, Gambus, you'd remember this is how we work.
Actually, it feels more like you're making up for lost time.
Well, we miss you.
Oh, thank you. Well, let me see here. I've also played on the Xbox. Me and my wife actually had a game night the other day. we played
Hide the Salami.
We played Bomberman.
Oh, is that what the kids call it nowadays?
Wait. Are we playing poop games now?
Ew.
Oh, no.
It's supposed to be insinuated, not spoken.
Oh. Are we playing poop games now?
That's gross.
Played some Bomberman and some Super Puzzle Fighter.
I'm hoping you're playing the old Bomberman, not the new Act Zero crap.
Oh, no. I played the XBLA version.
The classic bomber.
Yeah. And my Bomberman looks like he's a Roman centurion. Or a Roman soldier.
Somehow that's sexual to me. I don't know why.
It's the Moab.
Yeah.
Trojan, Roman. I was just,
yeah. Yeah, Trojan.
Did you invade?
Yes, I get it.
I penetrated her defense.
Whoa!
Wow!
Nice. I appreciate that sexual humor.
That's how you play Bomberman.
Damn, I need to get my wife to play Bomberman more often.
But anyway,
feel so dirty.
Also played the Super Puzzle Fighter. You guys don't want to know how that's played.
No, that one you can describe.
Did your block fit in just the right place?
Okay.
Or did you have one of those oblong blocks that just doesn't fit anywhere?
Yeah, if you build up enough energy in one form or another, you can make a really big block. And then when you get the little sparkly block, you can make it all explode and send it.
Then you need a towel.
And send it her way.
Send it her way.
You definitely need a towel for that.
Yes, you do. It can be quite messy. But
shit.
Yes, it's been my dream to get Gambus to make sex jokes on the show.
Well, guess what?
My dream has been realized.
And then I played the demo.
No, and then.
You played the demo
of Space Marine.
Space Marine.
Yeah. And all I'll say is, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good game. I mean, it's like a lot of people. I mean, it gets compared a lot to Gears of War.
I wonder why.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, because about 2/3 of the gameplay is Gears of War. The other 1/3 of the game is mash on the button as fast as you can because you're being overrun by a bajillion orcs and you got this giant sword that you're swinging. A chainsaw sword, which is freaking awesome! So.
It's not similar at all to a chainsaw gun.
It isn't.
It's so different.
Where's Wombat? I need his help.
Fanboys.
The chainsaw.
You're right. A lot like a chainsword, which predates the creation of the Lancer by I don't know how long.
That's fine and dandy.
About 15 years at least.
Yes.
Simpsons did it.
Simpsons. Nice.
Yeah.
Simpsons did it.
That is the solution for everything.
It's like the Force when you try to explain something in Star Wars. It is the Force.
It is like the Force, man. But that concludes the fondling that I've been doing lately.
So, Gambus, do you have anything exciting coming up for the Fall Rush? Anything you're really looking forward to in the next couple weeks?
Dark Souls.
Oh, that's this week.
Yes.
Are you prepared?
I'm prepared to die a lot.
Are you going to be 360 PS3?
I got my reserve on PS3.
Awesome. Good luck, sir, is all I can tell you.
Yeah, I saw your profile, but never mind. It probably is embargoed.
No, that's right? The one game I can talk about.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. I've been wanting to hear about this game.
All right, but not yet. Not yet. Now it's time for El Luchador.
Okay. Well, let's see here. What have I played this week?
Did you play any Bomberman this week?
I didn't play any Bomberman. I did not play any Bomberman. I'm that sad to say, but I did play some more F1 2011. I wrote my review of that. Fantastic racing game, definitely. Great simulation racing game. I can't suggest it enough. I tried to jump into some online games, and people would ban me from the freaking lobby for no apparent reason.
Ask John why that is.
Yeah, you English assholes. You see, I'm an American, and you boot me from your lobbies and ban me, so I can't come back in.
Yeah, well, I did warn them about you.
Well, yeah, they need to be warned about me because NASCAR is better. But anyway,
oh, Jesus Christ!
Oh,
it's like, oh no, it's one of those NASCAR guys. We gotta ban him.
See, the Europeans think they're not rednecks, but yet F1 is just like NASCAR in Europe.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Well, NASCAR is driving round and round a hoop constantly. You watch F1 and there's twisty, turny, different tracks. They're all over the place. It's brilliant.
Hey, you do realize NASCAR does have some of those tracks now too, right?
No, I don't know. I don't watch a shit.
Exactly.
You just assume you're better.
Yeah, NASCAR has a lot of round tracks, but they do have, like, you know, road courses as well.
Okay.
But, yeah, played a lot of it. Fantastic game. It really is. And that game will last you forever. Even the original career mode, well, it could last you upwards of, God, 30 hours.
That's
you play through
forever.
Five different seasons. And then there's this whole online co-op mode where you and a buddy can do basically be like part of a team, and you guys are trying to not only just win the races for yourself, but you're also trying to help your other teammate, so that way your team gets points as well. And it's all online, and it's really well done, and fantastic game. I suggest everybody who likes simulation racing games, even the guys who don't like F1 that much or have never really gave it a shot, might want to give it a shot. The other game I played a lot of was Rusty Hearts. Rusty Hearts is a free-to-play. I'm not going to call it an MMO. It's weird. It's a hybrid. Rusty Hearts is at the core in the gameplay, it is a beat-em-up. Think Turtles in Time, Final Fight, something like that. You have different sections where there's going to be enemies pop up. You can do a combo system. It's real fast paced, kind of like a 2D Devil May Cry. You have different special skills where, you know, one will slash the guy up in the air, then you can jump up in the air and then punch him a bunch of times there, then knock him back down. It's huge. The game is very, very well done. Awesome soundtrack. The soundtrack is amazing in this game. It gives off such a Castlevania vibe. The soundtrack, the setting, it's got a very gothic feel. The reason why I say it's partly MMO is because when you're out of the dungeons, you go into this hub world, which is basically like the town, where you can buy weapons and armor and take on quests and stuff. And it's all like an MMO-based kind of thing. But I think it's very well done. You don't get into like big parties. You know, there's only four playable characters you can choose from. There's Franz, who is a vampire. He's basically like your Alucard kind of guy. You got a woman who is a witch who uses magic based stuff, but also has a sword. You got this one guy who is part werewolf or something like that. He uses a gauntlet to kill people, and you have a ranger, a woman who uses guns, and you basically can party up to four people in your party and basically just take on dungeons at a certain time. And it's all about playing the same dungeon over and over again to get a higher score on a higher difficulty to get better loot. And you can use that loot, you get better items and stuff like that. It's very well done, and the amazing thing is, it is completely free to play. And that is why I will have to say this, and I will say it probably in my review, everybody should play this game. You have nothing to lose.
Except for my time.
Ken, I'm telling you right now, you would have fun playing this game. I don't care if you say, I don't play PC games. If you sat down and played about two or three dungeons, you'd say, hey, this is kind of cool. Because it's something that you would like. It's action. It's there is no way in the world this is could be considered a MMO. This is a action-based brawler.
Well, that's kind of how DC is.
Yeah.
Which will be free to play this month.
Exactly.
And I will be playing it again because I love that game.
Well, there you go.
I might be playing it, too.
Oh, I definitely will be. But until then, Ken, why don't you jump on Steam, download it, it's free, and play some with me.
I don't have a controller.
I was about to say, it does support gamepad.
But I don't have one that hooks into my PC.
You can use a keyboard, for Christ's sakes.
Oh, God, no.
You don't have to use a mouse. There is no mouse needed for this game.
That's caveman.
It's the directional buttons and Z, X, and C for your attack and bar and stuff like that.
No, no.
Oh, my God. Somebody play this game with me. I want to at least experience the PvP.
What game is it?
Rusty Hearts.
Hey, it's the Wombat.
Hey.
Yeah, and I'm not going to play it with you.
Oh, why not?
I'll play it with you so that at least you can play a European, he doesn't kick you off.
Okay, good. That'll be fine.
Then he'll kick you off and be like, hey, hey.
Bloody Americans. But yeah, so it's still, I'm going to continue playing it, you know, so I can do my review. Hopefully I'm going to have a video review of that game. But yeah, I think it's very good. I think that if you like brawlers and you like fast-paced action games, definitely give it a shot. It's free to play, everybody. So, yeah. And it has Steam achievements.
Oh, boy.
Do you know if it works on Mac?
I believe so. I do not know. I'd have to do a little bit of research on that. I'm not too certain.
Check right now.
I don't know why you got to be different, Gambus.
Hey, I'm different too, man.
Yeah, but you're just weird.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I could check right now, but I'm trying to think if there's anything else I played.
The fuck is that?
I don't
know. Not me, actually.
Not me, for once.
Not me.
PC only, no Mackie Mac.
Womp womp.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what you get for buying a Mac.
Oh.
Did you not boot camp?
No.
Oh.
But, yeah. Other than that, I'm trying to imagine if there's anything else I played. Street Fighter, which is a given every week.
Street, yeah, you better enjoy it. It's the last one you'll ever buy.
Your mom's a given every week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did play a little bit of Dead Island with a friend of the podcast, REMGS, Matt. I know Mike knows him.
Absolutely.
And something bad happened to his game.
Long time friend of the podcast.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Something really bad happened to his game.
Did he touch too much crotch money?
No. He was actually, he said he wasn't even touching the controller. I was playing co-op with him, and I was just, I was waiting on him to get done. He was answering a text message, and it popped up on my screen, "You're being put back in your single-player game." I'm like, okay, what happened? And I was Skyping with Matt because he didn't have a headset. So I was still talking to him. He said, "What happened?" He said, "It hard-locked on me." So I said, "All right, just reboot your 360 and then invite me back in." So he started 360 back up. And he said, "Well, here's my options. One, I can start a new game, or two, corrupted data."
Oh,
oh no!
That 17 hours wasted.
What a bastard!
Oh,
So he said he will more than likely not play that game again.
Yeah, I'd be done with that game.
That's... Oh, my God. That sucks so bad. And the thing is, the game is so fun and so great. But that's unacceptable. You know? I mean, he wasn't even doing anything. I was sitting there. I wouldn't even do anything. I was sitting there waiting for him to get done texting somebody.
You know, that's why Xbox 360 needs to implement one thing PSN has.
Cloud saves.
Which I heard is rumored that they're gonna add that.
For an extra $10 a month.
No, that's PSN charges.
November update.
Yeah, PSN charges you for, you know, that kind of stuff.
Which yeah, that's one thing I would like to talk about, because the PS3 is
what the hell was that?
I don't know.
Sound like a bulldog.
Wasn't me.
But it was I really do like how the PS3 works with the whole, it turns on at night, you know, whenever you set it, and it updates all your trophies, it updates any game that you have saved. It will check and see if that game has an update and automatically download it for you.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to pay for that shit.
You can actually set that individually per game.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. See, it just downloads pretty much every update for me.
Yeah, you can go into. You can go into each game individually, and then when you boot a game up for the first time, it'll ask you if you want to turn that on.
Yeah, well,
you shouldn't have to fucking pay for it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Are we going to have the Xbox Live conversation, too?
I don't know, man. Cloud says...
No, I just think that there are reasons why you want to pay for a service. That type of functionality, though, the cloud saves and things like that, that's one thing. But the automatically downloading updates, that shouldn't be a paid service.
Especially with as crappy as the update system is.
Exactly. Yeah. It takes for fucking ever.
Well, that's why you do it at night at 4 a.m.
Great. $50 a year if you want to not waste your time. That's stupid.
Well, Xbox doesn't do it at all.
It also doesn't take
2 hours. It also doesn't take an hour and a half.
Alright, here's the deal, because I was a PlayStation Plus basher as well. That fucker has paid for itself already.
Oh, yeah. I love that service.
Yeah. I'm serious. I've got so many games for free. I got all three Resident Evil games for free, the first three, and then only paid $10 instead of $20 for Resident Evil 4. I mean, yeah, I think it's a great service. I mean, I was a naysayer as well. You know, everybody knew that. I was like, hey, PlayStation Plus, what a waste of money. But no, I actually enjoy it, and I'm going to continue using it.
Yep, I just bought an extension on mine just a couple weeks ago.
There you go. But other than Rusty Hearts, I mean, I played a lot of Rusty Hearts. I've probably put in maybe about 8 or 9 hours into that this week. You know, it does kind of get old, particularly when you're playing by yourself, because, you know, you're going to be going through the same dungeon over and over again just to finish quests. Certain quests will be like defeat, you know, 100 skeleton guys. Well, skeleton guys only show up in these two levels, so I got to keep playing these two levels till I kill 100 skeleton guys, you know. But every level has a pretty cool boss fight. It's very stylized. That's one of the things I really like about it. And the music is fantastic. If you really do enjoy, like, video game OSTs and stuff like that, It's up there with, like, Castlevania stuff. It's really good. And that's it as far as future stuff goes. One thing and one thing only. Dark Souls, baby. I cannot wait. Oh, I cannot wait.
Okay, well, you go play with yourself.
What? What the hell was that?
I don't know.
That was that laugh you guys found very strange last time.
Yeah, but you did it right after someone was talking about playing with themselves, so now it's just really creepy.
That's the point.
All right, with that said, I'm going to move over to John.
Well, you're on the subject of creepy, yeah?
Yeah, and tissues.
Okay, not a lot for me, to be fair, this week. Burnout Crash, I played a lot of that. The review will be going up very shortly. Luckily, EA did send us a code, and to be honest, I'm quite glad they did, to be fair. It's It's not a bad game, and I think taking the crash mode and boiling it down to a downloadable game was an interesting idea. I just think they've kind of screwed up the way that it plays. You get three modes. Road trip, which is essentially crashing as many cars as you can without letting cars go through, and after you've done a certain number of cars, then a tidal wave or a hurricane or a tornado. Tornado, yep. They all come in, and you get multipliers for how well you did. It's pretty straightforward. There are unlockable cars as you progress through, and these cars have perks and sort of, well, pluses and minuses, I suppose is the best way to put it, whereas some will be more powerful, but their after-touch movement is very slow, whereas on the flip side you'll get a car that when it explodes doesn't do a massive amount of radial damage, but the aftertouch is a lot better. It's about picking the right car for the right type of mode you're playing. The road trip mode is a bit boring after five or six goes. The only problem is to unlock the other two modes, you have to play road trip on each map. And it is probably the mode that you wouldn't want to play first. Rush Hour, which is one of the other modes you unlock, as you unlock the maps, or intersections as they're called, you unlock these two extra modes for it, and Rush Hour is just literally 90 seconds of causing as much mayhem as possible. That's the fun one. And you're really paying 800 Microsoft points for that mode, and I just don't think it's worth it. It's a shame, because it was an interesting premise. It was just executed poorly. So it's I was gutted about that, because the demo I stirred my interest, and to be fair, it's probably because it's a short demo and it doesn't actually give you the full flavour, and there are a load of intersections to play, and like I say, that road trip mode that you have to play to unlock the fun modes on each intersection is just boring after your fifth intersection. It's like, oh, why bother? But it's okay. It has autolog, which is a great way to challenge your friends. It doesn't work in, it's not as well detailed as it is in Hot Pursuit, but it does make checking where you are against your friends' scores and challenging them relatively easy. So it has its pluses. It's just not as good as I'd hoped it would have been. And the only other game I played, because it's been pretty quiet this week, is FIFA 12.
FIFA.
And that's a game, it's basically football, I mean real football.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I'm really gonna
where you have a circular leather ball that you kick with your feet, hence football.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I thought I was reviewing, like, non-Madden football game from EA. What are you sending me?
I'm sending you fake football.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
It's the real McCoy. I promised myself I'd only pick that up if there was a good deal going on, and luckily one of our supermarkets had a good deal. So I picked that up. I haven't played a massive amount of it, but I have liked what I've played so far. They've really given the menu a fresh look. The AI for both your teammates and the opposing team seems to be a lot sharper. The controls have been tightened up a hell of a lot. And the injuries and the tackling, they've got a great dynamic system in place. It really gives it a realistic feel. So I think, again, I mean, I'm not a PES fan, and I know, I'll get shot down for it. You're either PES or you're FIFA, I suppose. But I think, once again, FIFA will pull out of the bag this year. It'll sell by the bucket load. It'll be one of our biggest selling games. But rightfully so, once again, EA have taken something that was already good and just continually improved upon it. You even get the ultimate team mode built in this time round, so it's not a payable extra. It's all part and parcel. So not bad. And that's it. That's all I played. It's, as I say, considering it's like September.
It's October.
Is it? Well, yeah. Some of this week was September. I don't know. I'm drunk too much. It hurts. Help me.
Are you going to play anything this week?
I'll probably sleep this week. No, I'm going to play some more FIFA. And, I don't have any plans to pick up Rage or any of the games that are released. I wouldn't mind picking up the Ico Shadow of the Colossus collection, but I might just wait because that's bound to drop in price in the next month or two, so I might so just hang on to
25 that. On Amazon right now.
Yeah, really? I suppose it's £29 or £30 in store over here, which I suppose is, what's that in dollars? That's about $45, so.
It retails for $40.
Get $25, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it retails for $40, which I'm surprised it's already dropped. I guess it didn't do as well as I'd hoped.
How long has it been out over there?
Like a week.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, right, oh crap.
Okay, it's 40 right now. I swear I saw something that said it was 25 right now.
Oh, well, you lied.
I lied, and I'm a jackass.
Well, then it's your turn.
Oh, sweet. Failing upward. Let's see. I played through the rest of the Gears 3 campaign this week. Really enjoyed that. Loved it. When we talked last week, I hadn't even gotten to the major plot point that you guys had been talking about in Act 3. So I, you know, kind of did that and, you know, finished out the game. And it wasn't until after I finished the campaign that I saw the commercial again and realized how fitting the song that they chose for the commercial is. Mm-hmm. So really, really, just all around good job. I'm, you know, when I was done with it, I wasn't done with the game. Like, I really wanted to play more, so I'm looking forward. In fact, I'm getting together with some friends tonight to play some Horde and Beast mode. I'm really looking forward to it.
Are they friends that aren't us?
No, most of them are friends from, you know, that I know. We might actually have an extra spot, so if somebody's interested in jumping in, I think we'll probably start around 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight.
Oh, right there in the football game. How about now?
Oh, when the Jets are playing the night game, aren't they?
Yep. Jets and the Ravens.
2 o'clock in the morning for me.
Yeah, well, suck it up, man. Come on.
Oh, that's not for no one. I've got no one to play with. I want to play Horde mode, but no one plays with me because I'm crap.
I'll play Horde with you, you know. But
yeah, I'll play Horde with you, John, but my times are bad for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you suck.
Yeah, okay. Well, you too.
Alrighty, then. I played Space Marine this week from start to finish. Definitely some tricky parts in that game. I played it on normal, so the middle difficulty setting. And I really liked a lot of the things they did with it. It is left open for a sequel. In fact, it begs for one.
And I think I know exactly where they're going to go in the sequel, too, and I'm excited.
We'll have to talk then, because okay. I'm really interested in seeing this continue. And in fact, another game where I felt I was done with Space Marine, but I'm not done with the universe. In fact, kind of where if any of our listeners are big Warhammer 40K fans, I don't see myself getting into the tabletop game, but I would like to learn more about the backstory. If there are specific novels based in the series that you can recommend, please shoot them my way.
I can tell you some, so all right. We'll have to talk.
Yeah, I definitely want to learn more. I think that they did a really good job of peppering enough of the lore in throughout the game. And these are all things that you said in your review, Ryan. So go read Ryan's review because now
or
that
watch it.
Or watch it. That's right.
Exactly.
One of the things that drives that game is its faithfulness to. At least what I know of the 40K universe. So, and it's fun for the most part. Again, it does have its choke points in the game where you'll find yourself dying over and over and over again. But those aren't too bad. There is one right towards the end, though. I played Nuclear Dawn for review. This is a game where we had done an interview with the developer. I had actually played the beta. It is a $25 game on Steam. It's out for PC and Mac. The premise is that it is a multiplayer focused online shooter. What differentiates it though from other class based shooters is that one person on each team plays a commander, such that you know, in a lot of first-person shooters, you've got an anonymous voice speaking in your ear telling you what's going on. Or in RTSs, you know, you don't actually, you know, your troops kind of, you direct them, but they don't give you a whole lot of feedback other than, hey, we're getting into a fight. This kind of takes both halves of that, where you've got one person on each side that plays an RTS-like commander, and you've got everybody else who plays your troops. And on paper, the game works really, really well. You know, the philosophy is sound. And if you get into a game where people are talking, that's really good. And you've got a commander who's kind of, you know, listening to where the troops are saying, hey, we need supply points here. Hey, can you drop a turret here? We're getting pushed, you know, people are pushing in on us. And it's really good. But the game is very broken. I would love to see it mature and grow over time. But right now there's no offline whatsoever. And the one time I did actually get into the hot seat, the commander role, the guy before me had sold off all of our defensive emplacements around the bunker so that I would run from where I was, where I spawned or where I was tapped. It said, hey, do you want to take on the role? I'm like, yes, finally, so I can actually finish my review. Ran over to the bunker. It doesn't actually transport you there or anything. You're actually a person on the ground who just happens to be the commander. And then someone who was kind of hanging out waiting for the next commander to stop by stabbed me in the back, and it happened three or four times in a row. So, oh, and by the way, there's no tutorial for the commander until you actually sit down in the seat in the middle of a battle. There is no tutorial. There are four tutorial videos that kind of like, hey, here's a bunch of things that you're going to see, and go. There's no interactive tutorial. There's no offline mode. You can't set up a single-player game and experiment with the commander functionality because it won't actually let start or let you or assign a commander to a team until there are four people in the game. So there was actually no real good way for me before my review to experiment with the commander mode. Getting picked as the commander is hit or miss in the middle of the game. There's no way to test it off. There's no way to improve offline, and there's no way to even go through the kind of thought bubble text-based tutorial unless you get tapped in the middle of a game. In so many ways, the game is broken, even though the premise is so good, and it's disappointing. But the full review will be going up at some point. I played the Battlefield 3 beta, and I want to thank EA and DICE for saving me $60.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what am I talking about? Well, you know, everybody was kind of scratching their heads when they said, all right, there's going to be a beta a month or less before the game releases. And the code we're getting is crap. And it's either old code. There was a story on N4G that said, hey, we've already fixed a lot of the bugs. Well, what the fuck are we reporting then?
It's not a beta.
It's not a beta.
I'm so tired of them calling it beta.
It's a multiplayer demo.
Exactly.
It just makes it feel more exclusive.
It's a server stress test at the very best.
Yeah, open beta is called a demo.
Yeah. It's bad. It's not just that, you know, it's not living up to the hype. It is, in fact, not good. And the fact that they showcased a mode that doesn't have any of the traditional battle is extremely concerning. There's no vehicles in the beta for the consoles. I hear the PC might have has access to another map. And actually has already been hacked so that there are servers supporting 128 players as opposed to the 64 that it's supposed to. You know, but that's PC. I think if you are interested in Battlefield 3 and you're not a PC gamer, you're going to be disappointed. If you're a PC gamer and Battlefield 3 is your thing, you still have hope. But the other thing that Battlefield is really known for is open maps and strategic points that, you know, you kind of coordinate with a team and you move from point to point and you try to hunker down and kind of hold like key buildings, you know, around. There's a lot of ways to move back and forth. What they gave us felt like a very fast Modern Warfare 3, where lots of people were running out into the open, shot dead quickly, and that was it. The guns are not tuned. You had light machine guns that are being used as sniper rifles, successfully being used as sniper rifles, and it just wasn't a lot of fun. There are things I like about it, you know, the kind of being able to Mirror's Edge kind of sprint and, you know, jump over, you know, low cover and things like that was really good. But if this is what they're putting up as an example of Battlefield, it doesn't succeed. And that's not even talking about the competitive nature of the Battlefield Modern Warfare thing, which we had all said was kind of a false argument because it wasn't – they're two different games. Well, what we are getting in this beta is, hey, look, we can be Modern Warfare 3. Not beat it. We can be it. And they're not doing it very well. And that's kind of where I spent a lot of my time. I played a little bit of Outland because I never finished that game, and an iPhone game which is called Necronomicon, which is a solitaire game rooted in Lovecraftian lore. And it steals a lot from Arkham Horror and the other board games that Fantasy Flight has put out. but it's still fun. And then next week I just downloaded the Renegade Ops demo to see if that's something I'm interested in based on the review, which you can read and watch. It is something I will be interested in. And I also downloaded the demo for Rock of Ages. And then Rage comes next week. And then I want to get back to some Dead Island and play some more Gears 3. And then real quickly, the other thing I want to mention is that I am participating in Extra Life this year, which is on October 15th, as part of the N4G team. We would love to have people from the community, our listeners, participate, or if you are so inclined to contribute, if you go to Extra Life, let me just make sure I have the correct website. I think it's extra-life, yep, .org, and look for the N4G team. You can find us there. So thank you in advance for even considering helping us out and helping out some sick kids who this program really assists.
Excellent. Yeah, go do that. Go make some contributions.
Yeah.
Because while all of us would love to spend 24 hours playing games, not all of us have the opportunity.
Yeah, unfortunately. I would love to participate, but I just can't.
Yeah, I would totally do it, but there is no way.
The interesting thing about it is that it's kind of an on-your-honor system, and that if you can't manage to do the full 24 hours, you can make up the time, according to the fact, on Extra Life. So if you can't do 24 hours all in that one day, you can maybe spread it out over a week or two.
Dude, it would take me a month or two.
Yeah. Same here.
So there is no way.
Well, I kind of throw that out not just for you guys, but also for our listeners, if they're so inclined and want to kind of chunk it out a little bit and think that they might be able to play 24 hours within a reasonable amount of time. But yeah, it's there. It's a program that's been going on for a couple years, and they've helped a lot of kids through the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. And when you sign up, you can actually pick the hospital where your contributions will go. There's hospitals all over the country. There might even be some internationally, although I didn't look at the list that close. But it's such a wonderful charity, and you know, at the very least, educate yourself. Go to the website. It's extra-life.org, and just, you know, see what they're doing, because it's a great program.
I know. Definitely. They allow you to tag team. Like, at least that's what I think, because I know there was a couple of guys I watched. They live streamed it, 24-hour marathon, and one guy would be sitting there watching the other guy play. Then when he got tired, he'd give the controller off to his buddy sitting there. They did it that way.
Well, that would definitely be something awesome to do. I just wish I had the time to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. It's 8 a.m. on the 15th to 8 a.m. on the 16th, so... So wish me luck.
With that said, I will move on to the Wombat.
All right. Well, I also played that piece of crap called the Battlefield beta.
oh.
The, You know what's funny? Well, I downloaded it on PS3 because my Xbox was upstairs and I don't have internet upstairs. I don't have a wireless adapter for my Xbox because it's one of the old, hey, if you bought the first run of Xboxes, you got fucked.
Yeah.
So I didn't have my Xbox downstairs, so I downloaded it on the PlayStation. And I actually, right when we started this podcast, downloaded it on Xbox, or started downloading it on Xbox just to see if it was any different because it was so terrible. It looks awful. And I didn't think it would look that awful.
Yeah.
I'm standing there, and I picked a sniper class, and I'm standing there behind this concrete barrier, and it's making me sick because as I'm standing behind the concrete barrier is bouncing up and down. So I couldn't – I'm like, what the hell is going on? It was like one of those beat rhythm games where the environment is dancing to the background music. That's kind of what it was like. It looks bad.
The baby's got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Yeah, but a dancing concrete barrier ain't one. I really honestly thought there must be something wrong with the copy that I downloaded. But as I'm hearing, it sounds like that's not the case. It sounds like it's just bad. But I really was surprised at how bad it looked. It really surprised me that it looked so bad.
It's all because of that Target video that we saw so long ago.
Well, yeah, but even that I knew wasn't real.
Yeah.
But, you know, it looks, and maybe I'm just spoiled, but it looks bad.
Well, especially when you look at the videos that we've seen for Rage, which is coming out this week.
Yeah.
I know we're talking two different art styles, but...
Yeah, but still, I mean, it still doesn't, I mean, it just doesn't look that good.
Yeah, well, when I played Modern Warfare 3, I certainly wasn't playing a final build when I was at XP, and that game looked stunning, especially compared to what I saw at a Battlefield.
Battlefield.
And I mean, I know it's the multiplayer, and I know that they keep saying it's early code or it's unfinished or whatever, but I mean, that, it really surprised me, the quality. Not in a good way. Not that I was planning to buy it anyway, but now it's a definite don't care.
I wonder how many sales they're going to sacrifice because of that demo.
I don't know. It was a mistake, honestly. If it was going to come out and look and play like that, they should have just not even released a demo and just kept attacking Modern Warfare, which seems to be... Now I know why that was the brunt of their marketing, yep. Honestly. Because, I mean, they weren't gonna show off the game. I mean, Jesus. I know it sounds awfully harsh, but it just does not look good. And it just, like I said, there's no reason for me to be walking through the environment and have things bouncing up and down. Unless I'm playing Jib Rhythm or something. Right. So, I also play a game that's much better than that. And this is gonna sound like even more damning praise of Battlefield. I played MLB Bobblehead Battle. which is actually pretty fun. It's, I don't know if any of you guys have ever played the Power Pros games.
Yes, they're very good.
It's a Power Pros production. It is bobblehead baseball. All the major league teams, all the major league players are represented. And the really cool thing is there's no defense whatsoever. So if you're one of these people that hates baseball games because you hate playing defense, you'll have fun with this game. Basically what it is the field is set up like a big board game. And there are spots. I don't know if any of you guys have ever played a baseball board game, quote unquote, but there's spots for single, double, triple, home run on the field. And wherever the ball comes to rest, that's what you get. And then there's like obstacles in the field and like conveyor belts that shoot the ball out there. And then you have cards. You earn points as you're playing, and you can spend those points on these cards that adjust the gameplay even further. So, for instance, there's a card that gives you an extra powerful bat, or there's a card that makes your pitcher throw 120 miles an hour.
It's like Madden 2004, 2002. That had the card game in it?
A lot of the NBA, or a lot of the 2K games have that too, the card system. So, but it works really well in this. And it's fun. Like I said, there's a field editor, so you can sort of create your own field.
Oh, neat.
That has different stuff in it. So, I mean, it's a lot of, it seems like it'd be the kind of game that, if you just want to mess around with something for a little while and you're not really, you don't want to play anything that you really got to be a whole lot invested in, it seems like it'd be a lot of fun. Also seems like be a lot of fun to play with multiple players. Especially if you've got kids, it seems like that like baseball, it seems like it'd be a lot. Because a lot of the more realistic baseball games are a little too tough, especially for younger kids. But this one I think would be pretty simple, for a younger kid to play and have fun with. So definitely worth checking out. At least play the demo, the trial, and I'll have a review up for it, hopefully tomorrow. So that'll show you a little bit of what I think of it too. But if you've ever played any of the Power Pro games, you'll know exactly what to expect.
Okay. I like those games.
Yeah. So it's like that without the defense. But you know, your players have condition and everything, kind of like Power Pro. So it's a lot of fun. And that's it. That's all I played this week.
Are you playing anything this upcoming week?
What? When's Batman come out?
The 18th.
Okay. No. the only thing I'll be playing this week then is the stuff I already have, Deus Ex and this bobblehead game. I won't be playing the Battlefield beta. I love just ripping on stuff. It makes me feel so good. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I probably won't play anything new until Batman comes out.
All right. Well, I'd love to talk a lot about a lot of games, but I can't. I'm not allowed.
Captain Embargo.
Yeah, Captain Embargo over here. I played three games heavily this week, and I can only talk about one of them. But
you can
I also
say what you played, right?
Huh?
You can say what you played.
I can say what I played. I did play Rage. Played through the entire campaign. Review will be live on Tuesday. And that's all I can say about it. I played a ton of Orcs Must Die, and my review will be live on Wednesday when the game comes out. I did play the Battlefield 3 beta. I played one match, died a lot, was totally unimpressed. It reminded me of a generic FPS online shooter. It's so disappointing, and I'm still going to play through the campaign. I think the campaign will still be good. But yeah, that multiplayer did not drag me into it, and it really seemed to pale in comparison to the king of multiplayer shooters that I don't even play, so it's not like I'm a fanboy.
Right.
But it really did seem to pale in comparison heavily, both visually and mechanically. So, yeah, I deleted it right after I played it.
Killzone 3 for the win.
Yeah, Killzone 3's multiplayer is much better than that. And that game's, a year old almost?
February. Yeah. February.
So about 8 months old?
Yep. It still holds up. It's fantastic.
I will say this, Black Ops multiplayer is better than Battlefield 3. So, whatever. Whatever. And the game that I did play that I can talk about, because the embargo lifts by the time the show goes live, is Dark Souls.
Why? You told me you were going to play that.
I hadn't intended on playing it, and it basically boiled down to, hey, I have $60 worth of credit, I need nothing, and this game is available to me right now. So let's play it, and let's give it another shot. Because I like Demon Souls. I just can't do that.
It's crushing, yeah.
And I played this one, and it's different. The thing that kind of frustrated me about Demon Souls is every time you die, you go back to that world. And, you know, you lose your stuff. You can go back out into the level and try to get your stuff. The big change in this one is the bonfires.
Yeah.
The bonfires are basically checkpoints. When you get to a bonfire, you can light it up. You can do your leveling up there. You can also rekindle your humanity there. If you have humanity, which I've only had one so far, and I just used it.
I'm so confused on how that works.
I really don't understand it yet. I had one humanity when I quit, and I turned myself basically back to human.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what the effect is yet because I haven't played. That's when I quit.
See, that's the thing. You know, in Dark Souls or Demon Souls, we had the soul form and the human form. In soul form, you knew you were in soul form because obviously you looked like you were like a ghost. But secondly, because you're half health. And in this game, you don't have half health whenever you're in hollowed form.
No.
I don't know. See, I don't know what the difference is.
See, I haven't quite figured out what the difference is yet. But I did have plenty of Demon Souls moments. I died many times. But I feel like I'm kind of inching along and leveling up. There was one area where... Because it's kind of like... It's kind of just like this open area where you can go and do kind of whatever you want. So after you get to Landlord... there's an intro tutorial kind of area that teaches you how to play, and it has a big giant boss, which is just awesome. And after you beat it, you get taken away by this giant raven to the actual meat of the game, which is Landlorn. And then from here, you have a couple different paths you can go. Well, I followed one path, and I kept seeing these signs that said, there's a treasure up ahead, there's a treasure up ahead. So I kept following them, found the treasure, and then there's no way out. So I look over the side of a cliff, and down at the bottom of the cliff is a giant graveyard.
Oh,
and I'm
that's
like,
mean.
And I'm like, okay. So I drop down into the graveyard. I'm like, okay, there's got to be a way out. And then the skeletons come to life and start attacking me, which is fine. There was only two at the beginning. I killed one, and he comes back to life. I killed the other one, he comes back to life.
These are Castlevania skeletons.
I basically just kept killing them over and over, and I'm like, all right, screw this. So I started running through the graveyard. Well, as I ran through the graveyard, I woke up about 15 more of these skeletons.
Oh, shit. It's like
then,
touching the gravestones in Zelda.
Yeah, and then after that, I woke up this giant skeleton who hit me once and I died. And I'm like, okay, well, I will just let those souls go. Because I'm sure as hell not going to try to go back to the graveyard and get my get my stuff back. So I decided to go the other way. And I go the other way, and it's basically, you know, just your standard enemies. I make it to a bond.
That's the way you're supposed to go, kind of thing.
Yeah, and it takes you into the city, which the thing you have to do, you'll learn very early in the game, is there's two bells you have to ring, the bells of the undead, and you basically just have to make it to them and ring them. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I start, you know, making my way through the city. Standard fighting, difficult, get to some bonfire. Now, the key about the bonfires is yes, they regenerate your health, and they regenerate your flask that gives you health, but they also respawn every enemy in the world. So it's not like you can go kill everybody, go save, and then move on. No. As soon as you save at the bonfire, everybody's back. Which is good for grinding. I did do a little bit of grinding for a little while. But then I started moving through the city, and I was doing pretty well. And then a giant dragon landed.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, thankfully he didn't stick around. He flew away. Which that was okay. I could live with that.
Which that was okay.
Yeah, that was okay. Because he didn't... because I remember in the first game, immediately when he landed on the bridge, I ran like a bitch. And I could even see my character, like, flailing his arms and screaming.
Whee! Run, bitches, run!
Yeah, and I went back into a shed, and then he disappeared. I'm like, okay. So I started moving forward. I come up to a knight. And the knight's not looking at me. And the little note on the ground says, hey, lure him out. There's a treasure back there. I'm like, okay. So I throw a firebomb at him, and it takes off like a sliver of his health, and then he comes charging at me. And he won't stop chasing you.
Lure him out.
Ever. So I tried to fight him. Yeah, that didn't go over too well. So he killed me, and I went back and got my stuff, because I managed to let him kill me outside of where he was so I could just recollect my souls. So then I bypassed him on my second run through, and I start going down the staircase, and the notes kept telling me, there's a knight. There's a knight at the bottom of the stairs. There's a knight. And foolishly, I just kept walking. And sure enough, he comes flying out. He starts chasing me, so I ran back up the stairs. I'm thinking to myself, okay, he's got to stop chasing me. I turn around, there he is. So
I got to go play. I got to start playing Demon Souls,
dude.
Oh. I've been sitting on my cat on my shelf.
It's amazing.
You're sitting on your cat.
It's been sitting. I don't even have a cat.
That seems dangerous to your cat.
Well, I got to tell you, the game does crush. It is crushing.
But yeah, and then there's an item you have called the something bones, hallowed bones or something like that, and you can use those to go back to the last bonfire. So before the big giant knight made it to me, I used one of those and rekindled my humanity and quit because my hands were sweating and my blood pressure was well over what it should be, and I needed to stop.
But have you had that moment of you did something and you felt so fucking accomplished because of it?
Fuck no.
Ah, you haven't made it far enough yet.
I'm sorry, I put 2 hours into it. I think I've made it a total of 5 feet.
You've probably done more than what you think.
It feels like I've done nothing.
Because, like, you know, just like in the original Demon Souls, and I saw like a little bit of footage of the Dark Souls. You know, bonfires are strategically placed. You know that, like, you'll find a shortcut. There you go. You'll find like a shortcut that you have to activate after you go through this whole big area, and that shortcut takes you back to the same bonfire you just were. But that way, in case you die, you can just take a shortcut instead of having to go through all that crap again. And those kind of moments are where, like, oh, okay, now it makes sense.
Well, I hope to find a shortcut through this city soon because I've had to fight the same 20 dudes like 5 times already.
Did you start over a new character?
Yes, I did start over as a warrior. I was playing as a knight, but I didn't like how slow they moved because they have so much armor.
The role is imperative in that game.
Yeah, so I switched over to a warrior who moves a little faster, has a little bit less health. I have got some cool weapons. There's a ring early on in the game that will allow you to keep your souls when you die, and I totally botched it because I grabbed it, and then I ran back over there to where I was, and I fell off a cliff.
Oh.
And my ring shattered. I kept my souls, and I accomplished nothing with that ring.
Oh, so it's like a one-time ring.
Yeah, you wear it, and it's one-time thing. When you create your character, you do get a gift. Blessing, and I opted for the master key because you guys were talking about the master key so much, so I opted for that. But there's different things, like things that give you a little more health. There's actually, the game is so sadistic that there is a class that starts off with nothing, no armor.
It can roll though.
No bonuses, and they literally give you a club.
Like a caveman class.
Yeah, and just to give you an example of how much this game doesn't like you, when you start the game, you have a sword that is broken. You basically have the hilt of a sword that you have to attack with until you find your sword and shield.
Can I ask a question? Oh, One of the things that's tough for me with Demon Souls is that you cannot pause the game.
You still can't pause Dark Souls.
It's always online.
Yep.
Has anybody invaded your game?
No, nobody's been in my game. I do have the stones to kick them out or to join another game.
Oh, you got the stones, huh?
Yeah. I got the stones, bitch.
You're so smooth.
But no, I have the stones that if they do invade my my world, that I can kick them out.
Do you have the ability to recruit guys to help you out yet?
No, I don't have that ability yet. I have several stones. One of them will actually, if somebody invades my world, I can use the stone and they won't be able to heal themselves.
Are these like one-time use stones?
Yeah.
That seems kind of unfair.
Yeah, they're one-time uses.
Okay.
So, and I don't, one of the things I don't understand, you collect the souls and you use those to level up. Okay, I understand that.
Right.
But then you collect the undead souls, the small and the large undead souls. Why don't you just convert those automatically? Why do I have to go into my menu and do that manually?
That way you can keep hang on to them, because if you think you're about to come up to a harder section of the game and you don't want to lose all your souls whenever you die, hang on to those and don't use them. That way when you die, you can use them and you'll have souls.
Okay, because I've been using them at the bonfires to level up.
That's probably the best way to do it. Hang on to those until you know you're going to use them, instead of just go ahead and converting them into souls and then losing them whenever you die.
I would really, now when we get off the podcast, I want to go play Demon's Souls.
I really wish they would give me some more weapons, though. I found one awesome sword, but I can't use it yet because I'm not powerful enough. I have a crossbow. I have a regular sword. I have three different shields, and the one I got initially is still better than the two I found. So, but yeah, I'm basically thinking I'm going to grind a little bit in the city I'm in because I'm in a pretty safe spot where the bonfire is, and if I walk outside, there's about seven enemies out there. Within walking distance that I can just kind of murder and get some XP to level up a couple of my stats. So, but no, I'm enjoying the game. It's not going to be one of those things that I play, you know, regularly. It's going to be one of those things where I'm saying, okay, well, I got about 2 hours to go kill and do nothing. So let's go grind for a couple minutes.
Do you think you'll ever beat it?
No. I like to think optimistically, but no. Considering I haven't even made it past the first area yet.
Yeah, you technically haven't beat the first boss yet.
No, the first boss that you fight is really big, and he will destroy you, but there's kind of a method to fighting him.
He will destroy you.
There's a method to fighting him. It's kind of funny because when you walk into the room where he first appears, there's a note on the floor that says, run. And I didn't know why when I first walked in the room. I'm like, huh. And then he appeared, and I'm like, oh, shit. So, but there's a way to take half of his health down in one hit at the beginning of the fight. It's kind of like a tutorial to teach you how to do certain things. So, but the other half of his health is a pain in the ass.
Is there a way the first boss that you encounter at the very beginning of Demon's Souls?
No, you have to die from him.
Okay, that's just making sure.
You encounter him later on in the game in Demon's Souls, and he's actually pretty easy to beat.
That's good.
I don't use the word easy.
There's, I don't know, Demon's Souls is, I mean, it's all about experience. Like I told you on Twitter, memorization is the name of that game. You memorize how the enemies, where the enemies are, how they attack, what's good against them, and you just constantly do that over and over again. It's all about repetition.
So it's trial and error. So anybody who likes Splinter Cell should like this?
Maybe.
Are there light bulbs to shoot?
No. So, I'm just kind of curious.
It harkens back to the old school, like, you know, Mega Man games, where you had to basically memorize the entire friggin' level to in order to win.
Yeah, but the first level of Mega Man wasn't, like, 12 hours long.
Makes a solid point.
It was 15 minutes.
That's true.
Memorizing that was okay.
But, I've played Demon's Souls so much that the first two bosses I can probably beat within maybe 3 hours.
I can beat Mega Man 1, 2, and 3 in 3 hours.
What I'm saying is Demon's Souls, you know how long that game is. I'm just saying I've played it so much that I know exactly where to go, where every item is, where the enemies are going to be. And it's all about just constantly playing over and over again. The game, you got to have a lot of hours to play this game.
And you got to hope nobody invades your game and just murders you for no reason.
That's true, but from what I understand, it's a lot less frequent in Dark Souls than it was in Demon's Souls.
Yeah, I hope so. But I mean, obviously not many people have joined in my game because it's not out.
Yeah. So I think...
Thankfully, you didn't get any of the From Software guys coming up. F you in the A.
Oh, yeah. If I'd have seen one of those guys, I'd have just would have fell down.
Turn it off! Turn it off!
you never would have run into one of them.
Oh. Anyway, sorry. But
a little bit better.
I'm sorry. but that's it. As far as future fondling, I'm going to play some more Orcs Must Die because I'm enjoying it. I guess I can say that. And as far as anything else, I don't know. I did miss one game. I am playing the Splinter Cell collection.
I was about to say, you just mentioned Splinter Cell.
Yeah, talk about assassinating light bulbs and all that stuff.
I did play the Splinter Cell HD collection, which I totally had forgotten that game ripped out one of the best things about that series.
Yeah, the multiplayer is not there.
There is no multiplayer.
Whatsoever?
Really?
No,
that sucks.
There's none
whatsoever. That's really lame.
Considering how ahead of their time, so far ahead of their time, that people haven't recreated it. That's how far ahead of their time Splinter Cell, Pandora Tomorrow, and Chaos Theory multiplayer was.
I used to play those co-op modes like nonstop.
Yeah.
And they don't exist. Neither does the versus multiplayer. There is no online whatsoever. But other than that, they look good. They look like the PC versions. Going back and playing the first game and remembering that I used to think that was the most beautiful game ever made kind of makes me chuckle now.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, that doesn't look all that hot.
I like going back and playing Code Veronica.
Yeah, Code Veronica hurts a little worse.
Yeah, it does.
And
well, one of them is an HD remake, and one of them is an up-res.
Yeah, this is true. And I do want to mention that I did finish Gears. So
there you go.
I did enjoy it. Fun game. And that's it as far as future funneling goes. Like I said, we'll see what shows up this week, but right now it's just a lot of orcs must die. So, and that wraps it up. All right, now that the fondling's over, it's time to dip into the news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet-style radio program proudly presents That English Guy's Weekly Derp, brought to you by EA's Star Wars The Old Republic. Thanks for getting my hopes up with that email, dicks. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Oh, yeah. Who didn't get that email?
Well, based on the retraction email, I'm pretty sure everybody, their mother, and even the people who didn't sign up for it got that email.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Fans of the Game of Thrones, there's an RTS out now, and up next is the RPG. It's slated for an early 2012 release. Portal 2's Tardy DLC is heading to XBLA and PSN and PC on Tuesday. So, and it's free.
That's how you do DLC.
Well, that's how you would like to do DLC. But not everybody gives things away.
Oh, well, you can go buy $45 worth of weapon skins then.
Oh, here we go.
I'm not giving up on it, damn it.
No. If you were lucky enough, the PC-only beta of Gotham City Impostors begins this week. PC-only, and it only lasts 5 days.
Doesn't Brink. Matter.
So, yeah, you said Brink when you said Rage. And
yeah, because that multiplayer did look like Brink.
It's racing.
No, the co-op.
Oh... Metal Gear Solid HD is getting the limited edition treatment in America.
It's a snake.
How much do you love Metal Gear? Because all it comes with is a 248-page book and a soundtrack.
Yeah, I love Metal Gear, but I don't need that.
Yeah, I don't need it either. As cool as the box art looks and as cool as the packaging looks, that's not worth it. I think it's like $80.
Ugh.
So, yeah, it's not worth it for me either. Fans.
I'd rather it come with an upgraded version of Metal Gear Solid 1.
It's not going to happen.
I know.
Twin Snakes.
Fez, the innovative XBLA platformer, has been pushed into early 2012.
I said good day.
Good day. Okay, I know Wombat remembers the discussion we had about 3G on the PS Vita.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're going to put a limit on the size of what can be downloaded, and the rumor is
20
megabytes.
It's like the iPhone.
Yep, which basically makes it worthless. 20 meg.
20 meg. Hey, guess what I'm not getting?
That's not even a decision. That's not even a fucking game.
Nope. It's a PSP Mini.
Wait, what? This stupid... Wait, okay. Why get 3G if you can only download nothing?
So you can, from the
3G?
So you can surf the internet while you're out and about.
I'll run out of 20 megs just surfing the web.
No. It's the file size.
File size is maxed at 20 megs.
Like an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's no limit on data stream.
You continue surfing the web. It's just you can't download files that are bigger than 20
bigger than
megs.
That.
Yeah.
There's
updates.
Absolutely no way.
Everybody has that limit. Even Android has that limit.
I'm pretty sure I've downloaded something.
No, because when you downloaded, like when I downloaded Peggle for free from the Amazon store, it wouldn't let me download it unless I was connected to Wi-Fi.
Really?
Yep.
Damn.
So, kind of pointless.
Yeah, that's fucking stupid.
I'm going to save myself at least $50, possibly $350, depending on what ends up happening with this memory thing.
Would you be able to actually play online through 3G?
No. No way.
Not at all.
3G's too slow.
Yeah, 3G's too slow to play online. What's kind of funny is the PS Vita started off with a bang, and it's slowly screwing people before it comes out. At least, you know, at least they did it before it comes out instead of waiting like the 3DS.
So after you bought it, yeah. And then dropping the price and saying, oh, by the way, we need you to pay $20 for the stick because we didn't put one on there.
Oh, and by the way, it needs a AAA battery.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is awesome. Capcom's always online PSN DRM is decided on a case-by-case basis. You may see this in future Capcom games. FYI, it's not going away. Like we mentioned at the beginning, Old Republic beta. Everybody got an email. Guess what? You didn't get in.
I didn't get an email.
You didn't get one?
No.
That shocks me. I thought everybody...
Hey, maybe you got in.
Yeah, maybe you
oh, shit.
It.
Now I'm totally not going to play that.
Does EA have your email address, too?
They do.
Like, on the list for Mass Effect or anything?
Yes, I get Mass Effect emails. I get Need for Speed emails, stuff like that.
Well, I guess they just left you out.
What's in the Need for Speed emails?
Tire advertisements?
Hey, drive a car.
Check out Need for Speed The Run.
I got The Run.
Released.
See, I was interested in that game until I found out it was Need for Speed The Run, not Need for Speed The Runs. Because
I would have been
Dire
more interested. Yeah.
You were really interested in it when you thought it was about shit?
Well, Diary of Racing.
Run upstairs
like
to the bathroom.
Yeah.
From point A to point B, or else you're going to crap yourself.
That's your pit stop. We'll call it a shit stop.
I'm excited for that game.
It's like an awesome game.
You would be excited for that game. Dude.
For some shit.
I like the old school Need for Speeds that had a crappy story.
I just hope, well...
Happy?
Did you,
the runs? Are we going back
to that?
That's
probably
that. You can play a free 2D side-scrolling version of Team Fortress. What the game might have looked like if it had been the 90s beat-em-up.
Cool.
Here was an interesting story this week. MK Legacy did so well that they're bringing the movies back, and it's being directed by the same guy.
Yay!
Really?
Sweet.
So, new Mortal Kombat movie.
Awesome.
And it's being directed by the guy that did the that MK Legacy web
Kevin
series.
Kevin Tancheroen. Tancheroen? K-Tanch.
Yeah, that guy.
It's going to be awesome. Here's one to make you feel old. The Nintendo 64 celebrated its 15th anniversary this week. Released in September 29th, 1996.
Damn.
Wow. Ugh.
Beginning of my freshman year. Wait, 1996?
1996. I was in high school.
I was too.
I graduated
I was 12.
In 96. And
you hadn't even
I
hit
must
puberty
have been home
yet.
From college when I saw it at my friend's house. All right, so it was my beginning of my freshman year of college.
That's funny. Here's one for Wombat. Psychonauts updated with new features on the PC and now available on Mac.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care about the Mac, but just anytime anybody gets to play some Psychonauts, it's awesome.
Yeah,
I think I may be my first Let's Play game because I've never played it.
Xbox 360 dashboard. The update's reportedly coming in November with live TV. This is according to an internal PayPal email. So, really, did we not expect the Xbox 360 dashboard to launch in November like it has been since the beginning of time?
They listed what companies, right?
What companies? What?
The live TV. Like, I thought it was that it was going to be able to be used as like cable box for certain carriers.
They're talking about Verizon is going to be.
Oh, that's awesome for me.
So,
I'm a Fios man.
Gears of War 3 is the year's biggest launch with 3 million sold during the first week.
Damn. No surprise.
Impressive.
The franchise has now passed the $1 billion lifetime sales mark. My God.
Cliffy B went out for tacos.
A certain kind of taco. Ubisoft has confirmed I Am Alive still exists. It's coming,
yeah, whatever.
It's coming to XBLA and PSN this winter.
Mm-hmm.
A PC version is not planned. according to Ubisoft.
Alex's email blew up that day, I think.
Super Mario Land 2 now joins the 3DS eShop lineup, along with a free Zelda Four Swords, which I forgot that was up and free. I guess I could go download it if I powered on my 3DS.
Yep. I heard before they rehash it again.
Just wait. Battlefield 3 beta is open to everybody now, which we talked about.
Yeah, I closed the door.
David Cage on why there will be no Heavy Rain 2 and why Indigo Prophecy is a stupid name.
Wasn't it called something else everywhere else?
Fahrenheit,
yeah.
That's a much better name, let me tell you. He says that he knows Heavy Rain 2 could make money, not as much as he'd want because of, you know, used game sales. But that's not what he's in the business for. Really? You're not in the business for making money, so you want to complain about not making money. Okay.
Jason!
Okay, here's another Jonathan Blow, I'm a dick comment.
Those seem to be coming fast and furious.
He's Paul Walker now. The Xbox and 360, I'm sorry, the Xbox 360 and PS3 hardware is deemed too old for his new game, The Witness. He says we like 360 and PS3, but their specifications are over 5 years old now, and that's a lot in computer years.
Wait a minute, hold on a second. We like Xbox 360, even though we publicly blasted them. By the way, who's we? You work by yourself, dude.
His artist guy.
Did you read his interview with Edge, where he basically said Portal was good, but I could have made it better?
Dick.
I would have called it Bradle.
Oh my god, like I want to meet this guy in real life.
And everything would have happened backwards. It would have been a message. You wouldn't have understood it.
My god, hipster gaming. It's alive.
Oh my god, he cracks me up. He's such an arrogant ass, and he's made one game.
Right. You made one game that was at best moderately received by most of the gaming public. Granted, like, all the stupid hipster... No.
I think the only way you can enjoy that comment. Game is if you're drinking a Pabst Blue Ribbon. And I said, you know what, there were some good points of Braid, but it is not the shit.
It's the shit that killed Elvis.
It's not the best game ever made.
No.
It is not the deepest game ever made.
What are you talking? You just didn't understand it.
No, really.
You didn't understand Limbo either. Yeah, see, you just bash all those games.
Yeah,
you
just didn't. I'm the most shallow gamer ever. Call of Duty!
Call of Duty. Well, that is your
Call of Duty.
That is your Twitter avatar.
Well, yeah, Duty. That was awesome.
Okay, Drew, go ahead.
What?
Money Hat!
Yeah, Money Hat. Are you kidding me? That's a given. I didn't even have to say that.
Who, me? I'm a money hat?
Oh my god.
I've been trying for so long.
You got the biggest money hat of them all. Activision's paying your ass.
Alright. In case you didn't have the complete edition, L.A. Noire will be out on PC this November. System specs and free DLC. It's called L.A. Noire, the complete edition.
Wow, clever
Except
name.
Except that it won't have anything to do with Team Bondi anymore.
They are dead to you.
No, they're dead to everybody.
I don't know about that game anymore.
I liked that game. It was different.
I liked it too, but come on, man.
Those last few hours
ruined it for me.
Those last few hours are a little rough, yes. The Pay What You Want Humble Bundle returns with Frozen Synops. Pay more than the average and you'll get a handful of games from Frozen Byte.
Frozen Synops is pretty cool. I have played it.
Okay, seriously, if Blizzard couldn't get more awesome, this year's BlizzCon will close out with a concert featuring the Foo Fighters.
That's kind
of... That... Okay, Blizzard, you rule.
I didn't know the Foo Fighters were a big World of Warcraft player.
They will be playing the concert. Tickets are available for $39.99. Virtual tickets are available for $39.99. So you can watch on DirecTV. But that's pretty shades of awesome.
Pretty shades of awesome?
Yeah. I think that's it. No, it's not. Why is this news? Syndicate. We talked about Syndicate like weeks ago.
2 weeks
the
ago.
The first trailer came out this week, though.
Yeah, but the headline is that it returns as an FPS. So we already knew that.
Yes.
Because I noticed the next news story we didn't have last week, which is that Amazon introduced a value-priced tablet featuring the Android software called the Kindle Fire. It's $199, and it's Wi-Fi only.
I have pre-ordered mine.
It's Wi-Fi only.
I know, and it's only 8 gigabytes. But when, you know, my hope is that, my expectation is that someone will root that thing and put a regular version of Android on it. You know, for a 7-inch tablet, you know, that's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
I mean, for what I would use it for.
See, I wouldn't use it because I have no need for something like that.
Because you don't read.
Yeah, I don't read. No, I'm the first one to admit that. I mean, last book I read was 2 years ago, and that was World War Z about zombies.
Microsoft is still going to attempt to make a splash in Japan. They said they're going to have a bigger booth at the TGS in the coming years. So they're still trying. Yeah. I gotta admire their dedication. Klai Entertainment and EA Games have announced Shank 2.
Hey, I'm excited for that.
It's due out on Xbox 360, PS3, and PC next year.
I like Shank 1. That was real good.
Video Unlimited preview was up for PlayStation Plus owners this week. It's Sony's new way to browse TV shows and movies on the PS3. Bethesda's Scrolls lawsuit is going against Minecraft developers going to court.
Fucking lame.
So
Scrolls! I'm totally still buying Rage though.
Wait, Scrolls? Is that the one with the dragons and like the first person?
I don't know, but I know that's what the name of the game is that the lawsuit's about.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, it's the
one where it's like a big open world and you can pick to do whatever you want to. I get confused.
Yeah, it's totally Skyrim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the okay. So, what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of
the Minecraft guys game.
Scrolls.
Yeah, that's not the one with the big dragons.
Wait a minute, no, Scrolls. It's the green alien wrinkly face things from the Marvel universe. That's what the lawsuit.
Oh, okay. Okay, so why is Bethesda? Because
it's not named Super Scroll.
I thought Scrolls was Bethesda's game.
That is Bethesda's game. Don't get confused.
The Minecraft guys. Can't do this anymore.
Who's on first, for Christ's sakes?
Dead Island trailer has led to a movie deal.
Oh my god, that's. I mean, yeah, I like Dead Island, but come on, guys.
So Lionsgate opted for the rights to the Dead Island movie.
Oh,
House
Lionsgate.
Of the Dead, Dead Island. It's going to be just like that movie.
It's going to be made by other games that made Saw.
Hey, is anybody surprised? I like Saw, fuck you. Is anybody surprised that Apple's going to announce the iPhone 5 this week?
No. Nope.
No. I'm surprised they haven't did iPhone 6 yet.
Yep. If they had announced an iPad 3, I might have gone for one of those instead of, you know, either the Kindle Fire or the Zoom if it drops a little bit more in price.
Zoom.
Here, you stop right now. That's creepy.
According to...
Spell it with an X.
X.
Yeah, X-Zoom.
It's extreme.
Wait, isn't that also X. The one with Commander Shepard in it? It's his favorite tablet on the Citadel.
That's Jesus. True. It is a favorite. Square Enix CEO has made it clear what effect its latest MMO has had on the franchise. It says the Final Fantasy brand has been greatly damaged. Really?
No shit, Sherlock.
Really? You think it was Final Fantasy 14 that did that?
Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's other ones that have damaged it a lot, too.
Yeah, but Final Fantasy 14, is anybody paying for Final Fantasy 14 yet, or is it still free?
I don't know.
If you are paying for it, you're an idiot.
Apparently there are mounts in the game now. You can now mount a chocobo.
At least since...
Well, sign me up.
Yeah. Anyway, Journey will be released next spring on PSN.
So don't stop.
I come to you. I knew that was coming.
That had to be done.
I knew one of them was coming.
I said don't stop bleeding, but you one-upped me with
He actually went into the song, you know, and that speaks volumes. The next PSN Working Designs game that will show up is going to be Vanguard Bandits.
Sounds generic.
I heard crickets, because not many people have heard of Vanguard Bandits.
Well, I mean, literally, it's like you've got two wheels with words on them. And you just spit. Yeah. Like, hey, yeah. First word is Vanguard.
Second word is...
Come on, bandits.
Oh, chicken fuckers. Oh, Vanguard chicken fuckers. Just give the real...
That sounds like it would be an enemy in Castlevania.
Vanguard bandit?
No, Vanguard chicken fuckers.
Chicken
fuckers. Oh, okay.
Fornicator.
Castle
they call
Vanguard
it
Vanguard chicken fucker.
They call it fornicator instead of fucker.
I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are, Gambus. I know Gambus liked Vanguard
Bandit. Not the chicken part, but the game.
It takes a tender man to make a tender chicken.
That's nasty. Dead Space 3 has been leaked. It's gonna take place on an icy planet.
Lost planet?
No,
sweet.
Not lost planet.
Like a planet full of ice, or a planet made of icy.
I want blue raspberry.
There you go.
That's my tongue.
Everybody knows you got to mix the Coke and the cherry.
As we talked about, Rage has an 8 GB install on the PS3 and uses 3 discs on 360.
That's crazy.
20-something gigabyte install if you install 3 discs on the 360.
It's a lot of gigabytes.
That's a lot of gigabytes.
And that's all the news I have. So there you go. There was another news story this week, but it was posted by some dicks.
Fuck Taku?
I will not even speak their name, because I will not give them any kind of love.
Fuck stick.
Because they all suck.
Fuck stick Hufflepuff.
Because you're not gamers.
Nope. Assholes. Assholes.
Cockstick. Nah, you can combine Kotaku with joystick and make cockstick.
Damn it, you said the names.
I can't help it.
Shame on you.
There was another thing that got called out by the developer for doing the exact same thing and not putting spoiler warnings.
Yep, they should all be blacklisted. That's reason for blacklisting right there.
I don't even know what happened, so you'll have to fill me in.
Don't.
If you can manage to not know for the next few weeks until Batman comes out,
congratulations.
Do that because it's a huge spoiler.
Oh,
John McEnroe has a question that Drew is happy to answer. He says this question is for the crew. This is a very personal question. Where does Ken end and Zero begin? What can Frustrated Fury do that Drew cannot? Are these your names, or are they alter egos?
Yeah, I'm a superhero.
I have a Z tattooed on my butt cheeks.
I seriously hope not.
That's a defect, and we all know it.
It's a birthmark.
I think the bad thing is, since I become so personal on the internet, that I'm no longer anonymous anymore.
You're not.
Yeah, so every time I say, fuck this guy, and then that guy finds out about it, they're like, oh, well, fuck you, Drew. Instead of, fuck you, Frustrated Fury, I don't know who you are.
Fuck you,
Drew, from Athens, Georgia, who lives at this place right here.
I always find it funny when developers get upset about what I say on the internet.
There are developers who get upset about what you say?
Oh, yeah. Like the Rock Band guys who got mad at me a couple weeks ago.
Oh, right.
Because I made the comment, I'm like, they're still making Rock Band DLC? And he got all upset about it. He's like, we've been working for 5 years. We have 3,000 songs. Like, my bad.
We've been working under crunch time hours for 5 years, motherfucker. I haven't seen my family.
Like, dude, I'm sorry.
Also, you could dance around to some new freaking song from the Go-Go's.
I'm just saying, like,
we've got the beat.
I literally know nobody. I know nobody who still plays those damn games.
I don't know anybody.
That was kind of my point of the comment that I made. Is like, I don't know anybody whose plastic instruments haven't been retired to the dumpster or the closet.
Yeah.
Keep it in the closet.
I left mine at my old house.
Well, there's certainly a reason why we didn't get Guitar Hero 7 this year.
There's still some months left.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but I mean, I thought the Hero series was all gone anyway.
Well, so was the Band series.
You mean you think Rock Band? Well, Harmonix got bought out, right?
Harmonix bought themselves out.
Yeah, Mad Catz is now actually self-publishing the Rock Band 3 re-release.
Yeah.
I don't know how that, it's being re-released by Mad Catz.
And why?
And why would I want to pick it up?
I'm shocked there's a demand for it.
There's not. I think they think there's a bigger demand than there actually is. Because you can literally go to like Toys R Us and buy those instruments for like nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, that's probably the fastest turnaround I've ever seen.
It was pretty fast. What, it started in 2006, 2007?
It was, I know, it got popular with Guitar Hero 2 whenever they released for the 360.
Yeah, that was in 2006 or 7, I believe, when yeah. Activision first bought the rights to Guitar Hero.
Yeah, and God, it exploded, and then
Guitar Hero 3. Guitar Hero 3 is still, like, the monster.
But when you start flogging the golden goose...
Oh, no, man. 3 was crap compared to...
It was crap, but it sold like fucking crazy.
Well, that's true, because it was like, oh, man, Guitar Hero 2 was so awesome. Guitar Hero 3 is coming out pretty soon. Fucking yeah, we're going to get it.
Everybody bought that
game.
The
first one's still my favorite. The first Guitar Hero is still my favorite.
I think the Guitar Hero 2 for the 360 was my favorite.
Yeah,
it was just sentimental for me.
It was sentimental. There was a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, and like seriously, that's the best guitar out there.
Yeah, the Guitar Hero 1 guitar is infinitely superior to any of the other ones.
See, I think one that came with the 360 was the best one.
Yeah, yeah, the Explorer. I swear I have done everything you can possibly imagine that damn thing.
Okay, all right. I don't think that's true.
Seriously, are you really going to question him about a plastic instrument when you've already talked about, you know, butt-fucking two ornithological creatures since we've been on the show?
Good word.
You know, a chicken and the goose. Just saying.
I didn't fuck goose. That was Maverick.
You said golden goose. You said if you're going to flog the golden goose.
Wait a minute.
Flog, not F.
whoa. Chicken's one thing.
Some people use flogging. Some people use flogging to represent sexual intercourse.
Sex with chickens, but I'm no goose fucker.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
I think I am.
You're making Jason uncomfortable with all this chicken fucking.
It's okay, Jason. We all know.
Oh, who wants candy? Anyway. I'm going over to... I'm going to the Twitter. Fuck all y'all.
I've got a chicken in my...
You've got a chicken in your pants, more than likely. Anyway.
Oh.
You have totally soiled the chicken cluck now.
You did.
Way to go.
You did!
Edit it out.
It's nasty.
That thing has made it through 5 years of this show, and you just ruined it.
Way to go. We're not going to let you ruin it. You go over there and butt-fuck your chicken. We're going to go to the Twitter.
Jesus Christ.
Eeyore Kara says, if Gambus is not on this week's show, we riot. Well, thank God. So, because Gambus is here. Yeah, Gambus
is here. I'm back.
He's back, bitches. Che Morongo tweeted, and I know you're going to get a lot of angry responses to this, but he wants to know, can we recommend a gaming headset? He was looking at the Turtle Beach PX21 for $79. Any other suggestions?
All right, not Astro.
That's the ones that I have right now, all right? But I will, as we were talking about this not even 2 minutes ago, I dropped my headset and it fixed it. So
that is tech support right there.
Yeah, I just need to get angry more and just like throw the shit to fix stuff.
I don't know. I've used so many of those Turtle Beach headsets that I'm thoroughly happy with them. I think the X31s and 41s are really good. And the PX21s are really good. Of course,
like PX21s because you can use them on any friggin' thing.
Yeah, and if you've got the cash, man, you got to go for the PX5s.
Yeah, I don't have that cash.
Those bastards are badass. That's what I use.
I know. That's what I'd love to have some of those, but holy shit, man! I'm trying to. I got bought a house.
Yeah, I know. That was a lucky break for me that I managed to get those. So, and I did pay for them. I'm not a money hat. Mookie's Groove has a few tweets. He says Team Arcade, Team Fortress Arcade releases today. We talked about that. Oh, Attila Tatori. He says, great. Yeah. How I wish I had cash right now. He did ask a question about Shadows of the Damned or Mortal Kombat, which I know Mr. Futon answered that question.
Yep. Pretty much, first he said Shadows of the Damned for $37. I said, yes. Then he said MK for $20-something. And I said, yeah, that's a pretty damn good deal, too.
Fuck it, buy them both, dude.
Yeah.
He ended up picking up MK, and pretty much my response to that was, you're probably going to get more mileage out of MK.
Yeah.
So
oh, God, yeah.
For $10 less.
I'm still playing Mortal Kombat. What are you talking about? He says, check out Awesome Knots. I don't know what that is. It's Aronimo Games. He says, who let the dogs out?
Oof.
I was waiting on somebody to bark.
Don't even bring that up.
Here's a good one. Chase167 says, here, question one, do you think Battlefield 3 sales will drop because of the beta?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep. He says,
I already canceled mine, so it dropped by one, at least.
He says, will companies stop releasing public betas? You know, I hate that word. I do.
It's not a public beta.
It's not a beta. It's a fucking demo of old code.
It's a multiplayer demo.
I mean, that was proven just by that story where, you know, he's like, oh, we fixed a bunch of this. Then what the fuck are we playing it for? Oh, it's because it's a demo. Asses. I hate that word. Beta, beta, beta. Makes it sound cool.
The Uncharted thing a few months ago, that beta.
Yeah, what they're doing right now is not a beta because that's the final version. Which would be kind of funny if they ran a beta after the game went gold. It's magic how that works. Anyway, Key134 says, Dark Souls is so close, I can taste it, and it tastes good.
Really?
It also tastes like death.
Yeah.
he also says, also the Battlefield 3 beta was terrible. Overhyped much?
Terrible.
Just
terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
You're out of my top five.
I will tell you how to do this, and that's terrible. Okay, boop. I keep hearing that fucking noise.
Drew's headset's fucked up.
Okay, well.
He can't hear anything at all.
Thank fuck awesome. For that. What a git.
Anyway. Eeyore Kara says, will anybody be importing a PS Vita?
No. I can wait.
I'm still curious.
More information about this memory card thing before we buy it. Thanks.
I need more information about the system, because I've got a feeling it's like the Marvel vs. Capcom character reveals. Every week you're getting fucked.
But Arthur's costume is next week.
Oh, boy, and shit.
I can't wait to see his red hearts on his boxer shorts.
Yorkarasa says, love the show and the crew. Bring back the soundboard. He's such an advocate of the soundboard.
He loves the soundboard.
Well, I did play it there at the beginning for you. And it's the one he sent me, so there you go. Dislowboy916 wants to know, who has overdrafted their bank account to buy a video game? Be honest.
I've never overdrafted my bank account to buy a video game.
No.
I haven't overdrafted my bank account. I've used credit cards more than I should have on video games.
Well, I think everybody's done that. But no, I've never done that. Never overdrafted.
Me neither.
Solid Sven says, which are you looking forward to more this month, Dark Souls or Rage?
Dark Souls.
Rage.
Dark Souls.
I would have went with Rage, even though I've already played both.
Neither.
Yeah, fuck you, John.
Neither here.
Wow.
Neospawn says, since Demon Souls, I play most of my games on hard or the hardest difficulty. I die more, but I like the challenge. Do you think playing games on higher difficulty makes the experience better or worse? Does easy take anything away from the game?
Depends on the game.
I say no.
Yeah, it depends on what you're looking for out of it. As I've gotten older, I've found that I don't really care as much about challenging games.
No, mm-hmm. I don't have time for challenge.
I just like to go through them and enjoy them and... Yeah, I don't really enjoy the challenging aspect of it anymore like I used to. Getting older, I guess.
I've noticed that a lot. I have to manually, when I'm doing a review for a game, I have to manually pay attention that if the enemies are like not really trying.
Right.
Because it doesn't bother me if they just become fodder.
Right.
So, yeah. But no, I don't think, personally, I don't think it does. But then again, I'm in a totally different bracket. I have no time, so.
Yeah, and I used to enjoy the challenge in video games, like Mega Man and all that stuff, but I can't anymore. I don't have the time to have it be challenging.
Yeah, that was like
I
Mega
just
Man.
I want it to be entertaining.
Mega Man 9. I was like, no. Heck X, I'm guessing is how he's going to pronounce because his name is Hector. He says, I love the show, guys. You guys keep me stayed awake for many trips. I'm sorry, you guys helped me stay awake for many trips. I was a truck driver, by the way. Keep up the good work.
Sweet.
GrayF34 says, hey guys, hope you all have a good show. Plus, I really can't wait to play Rage. What are your thoughts on the game? Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I can't tell you what I thoughts about it. I'd
did
like
you,
to.
Did you jump Jerkstore81's comment?
Did I?
I think you might have. I think you were about to do it, and then
okay.
I realized you had skipped over Solid Sven.
I will go back. Jerkstore81 says, if the retail version of Battlefield 3 is anything like the beta, I don't think Modern Warfare 3 has anything to worry about in November.
I think you're right.
Damn!
I thought it was, you know, it's a pithy, well-worded comment. I didn't want to miss it.
Oh my, I cannot believe of the backlash that this thing is gone, that this thing has brought. We have lost Drew. I'm sorry.
His headset is dead. Apparently
dropping it is not the solution.
So Drew will not be back, so we won't be able to check on the reviews, but that's okay.
I can check the iTunes store.
Well, if you can do that real quick. and he says, fuck Turtle Beach, which does not represent the opinion of the entire N4G radio podcast.
Just part of it.
Just 1/5 of who's on the show right now. Sorry, 1/6. Sixth.
You were counting pictures again, weren't you?
Yeah. I forgot I don't have a picture. But that's all the Twitters that we have. But yeah, this Battlefield 3 thing is shocking me. It's amazing.
It's not shocking me because it's that terrible.
Well, I understand that it's terrible, but just that's the game that's gotten so much hype this year.
Yeah.
As being the Modern Warfare killer and, wow, dead in the water.
Why would you do that? That's the thing that just doesn't make any sense to me.
I really
why would
know.
They release this?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Crazy like a fox. were you channeling what's her name?
No, it was Gnarls Barkley.
Ah, I got you. I thought it was that one.
Oh, we
chick
do have
with
a review.
Really raspy voice. What's her name?
Oh, Macy Gray.
Yeah.
No, if I was channeling her, I'd just sit here on the microphone and go, "I'm awful."
So wait, you'd be
that's my
doing
Macy
a Battlefield 3
impersonation? Yeah, it's very similar.
All right, we do have a review.
Okay.
From Mongo de Mayer.
Oh, that's Che.
Yeah. It is entitled "The Awesome Sauce."
That's right, bitches.
It is a 5-star review. Podcast ever. Guys are hilarious and know what they're talking about.
See, I love that guy.
He's such a liar.
He's such a loyal fan, John. You're
he's
such
good people. He is a John, why you gotta do that, man?
You're not representing your peoples.
My peoples?
Your race.
What?
British people? They're not a race. How many times do we have to talk about this?
Oh, it's still funny.
Well, if it was, we'd be winning it.
Still funny.
That's still one of my favorite jokes out of 217 episodes. I swear to God. Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about. Well, Mr. Angry, do we have any European reviews, or are you not on iTunes, or are you passed out drunk?
No, I have checked, and unfortunately, no, the British public have let us down once again.
I wonder why. Maybe because you're such a dick.
Could well be.
Oh, it's like our representation on that show is just mean.
He's so mean and nasty.
Have a cup of tea. And some bangers and mayo.
Yep. That's it. We talk nearly enough about tea and
crumpets,
fish and chips.
Oh, that's all right. We
keep
make
calm
up.
And carry on.
We make up for it by speaking a lot about hamburgers.
Yeah, we talk a lot about hamburgers.
Yeah, we talk a lot about hamburgers.
Mm. Hamburgers.
And apparently chicken.
Mm. Yeah, but
chicken.
We do a lot of stuff with chicken that would not be condoned at a fast food restaurant.
We
or
don't.
Or a slow food restaurant, for that matter.
Yeah, we don't.
Well, no, we talk about it.
I think one person does.
Yeah, Gambus, what's up, man?
No. I don't think so there. I don't think so there. Gambus is the chicken noise, which is family-oriented and fun.
Yes, it is.
You, sir, are gross.
It's true. But I cannot argue with your assertion.
I think that's it. The only other thing we want to reiterate, go over there for the Extra Life. And I know Gambus has his shout-outs.
Yes. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast, which is excellent. If you like listening to a podcast that has interviews about game talk...
I know he's supposed to be having Cinnamon Wolverine on there pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah, he's got Steve Bloom's email address, and he's trying to set up an interview, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, Shanghai Six, who's the host of the of that podcast, I mean, he's got a lot of connections. He's interviewed a lot of really cool people over the course of the show.
Including you.
I was,
how the hell did that happen?
I don't know, but...
See, Gambus got interviewed in that stack of celebrities.
I was one of the when he first started the podcast.
No one else would touch him.
Wow. See, you wonder why I called you a dick.
No, I'm grumpy today.
You are grumpy, hungover man.
Yeah, John. Jesus.
But big shout out to the Front Towards Gamer podcast. Like I said, great show. And also a big shout out to the Red Sun Gamer podcast. If you like listening to Japanese gaming news and gaming talk, that's the podcast that you want to listen to. They're really cool. Lastly, the All Gen Gamers podcast with Johnny Millennium and Pete Dore and Gamester 81 and Jason Heine.
Whoa.
I love that we have that name on the show every week, and every week everybody chuckles about it.
Yep.
Funny.
But I think that wraps it up. So if Gambus would be so kind as to give us our family-friendly chicken noise, we can get out of here.
And it's family-friendly, approved for all ages, and it goes something like this.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G podcast.
Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles.
No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon.
Killed the dragon.